Ag Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Tyson Foods will distribute roughly $60 million in bonuses to truck drivers and other frontline workers who keep its food distribution running efficiently during the coronavirus outbreak. According to The Motley Fool, 116,000 employees will receive a $500 bonus, though Tyson won't be cutting the checks until July. Demand for packaged and processed foods is high right now as people stay home, stock up on supplies, and eat at home rather than restaurants. The USDA has relaxed the import requirements for Chinese fragrant pears, but according to thepacker.com, the fragrant pears eligible to be shipped to the U.S. must now be grown in the Akisu or Korla region at a production site that is registered with the plant health officials in China and approved by the USDA. In addition, the USDA says packing houses must have a tracking system that will allow for traceback of the fruit to individual production sites. U.S. companies exporting pork, beef, and lamb to Canada now face simpler and clearer requirements, thanks to a joint initiative by the USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service and the Canadian Food Inspection Agency. U.S. Meat Export Federation Cheyenne McIndaffer says the revised regulations will benefit both U.S. exporters and their Canadian customers. She notes input from the USMEF and other industry associations allowed problems to be identified and addressed. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.